This is Sharon Grant, and I'm reading from the article Racial Unrest, Disease, Depression, 1919 versus 2020 by Jordan Fenster from the June 21st, 2020 Middletown Press. A global pandemic has begun to ease off, leaving many thousands dead and the economy in tatters, and civil unrest with racist underpinnings breaks out across the country. It was 1919. They called it the Red Summer. The parallels between the summer of 19 and the summer of 2020 are, according to Connecticut State historian Walt Woodward, quote, one of the situations where there is real resonance between the past and the present, end quote. The current coronavirus pandemic has been often compared to the influenza outbreak of 1918 and 1919, though there are some important distinctions. The death toll from the so-called Spanish flu, for example, so far outpaces the likely track of COVID-19. Likewise, there are some important distinctions, but also many parallels between the post-pandemic race riots, as they were called, of 1919, and the current ongoing protests against police brutality. There had been a series of white-led raids of Black communities, including a month of fighting in Connecticut, when in late July of 1919, a Black teenager was stoned to death while swimming in an area of Lake Michigan designated white only. Police refused to charge the attackers, and the violent clashes lasted for 2 weeks. Between January 1, 1919 and October of the same year, the Times tracked 38 race riots and clashes in cities and communities in various parts of the country. The flu pandemic, the so-called Red Summer race riots of 1919 and World War I are integrally connected, as historian and author Kenneth C. Davis said. The Spanish flu spread so easily, he said, because the priority had been on winning the war. Soldiers contracted the flu and brought it back to military bases back home. In 1918, he said, scientists and doctors were ignored. In 1917, 1918, the priority was winning the war, and that meant keep pushing soldiers into the training camps, even though they were the breeding grounds for the disease, even though the doctor said, you have to slow this down. The first case in Connecticut of Spanish flu was identified at the Naval Base in New London in September 1918. By the end of the month, there were hundreds of identified cases, and from there, the virus spread west through the state. New London was also one of the early places where these riots broke out. The virus had started to abate in May 1919 when clashes between Black and white sailors spilled onto the streets of New London. A fierce battle ensued on Bank Street that the town's entire police force and fire department could not stop, so authorities called in the Marines. Concurrent with the war and the flu, the United States was going through some cultural growth. The Great Migration brought as many as 450,000 Black families from the South to work in urban areas up north. White soldiers returning from war found their jobs held by African Americans. White people, especially working class people and military men facing demobilization, they're the ones most threatened by this. At the same time, Black soldiers who fought overseas were not prepared for the racism waiting for them back home. They had found a new sense of freedom over there. A lot of these soldiers came back and they weren't ready to accept second-class citizenship again. The summer of 1919 was called the Red Summer because of the blood, but also because of the threat of communism. Though white people largely instigated the 1919 riots, they were blamed on communists and anarchists who were supposedly inciting Black community to violence, according to Cameron McWhirter. McWhirter, author of Red Summer, The Summer of 1919 and the Awakening of Black America, said he sees parallels to today. Propaganda at the time suggested that clearly the anarchists are circulating among African American community and starting trouble. It set up that whole situation throughout the 20th century, McWhirter said. When people started accusing Antifa of causing all this violence, I definitely saw parallels. At the same time, there had been growing xenophobia and racism during and prior to the flu pandemic, according to Davis. In fact, Davis said Black people were blamed for the flu in the early days of the pandemic. Then, as now, Black communities were hit harder by the pandemic. Public health officials early on had blamed the great influx of African Americans into Chicago, the Northern migration. A sharp recession also hit the United States from early 1920 into 1921. It brought a collapse in prices and consumer demand so steep that it's considered a depression. It was not worse, said economist Fred V. Carstensen, an economic history expert, because the dangerous financialization of the economy, with its domino effects from credit collapses, had not happened yet, though it did in the 20s. There was a broad, informal social safety net among ethnic communities, he said. Households had little debt. Woodward said the two crises, the war and the pandemic, had a significant psychological effect on the nation. I think what happens between the flu and the war is America had this tremendous feeling of wanting to isolate and wanting to keep out the things that were dangerous, that were coming from somewhere else, he said. We always have, even today, we have a knack for blaming somebody for disease. Viruses, of course, know no race, no color, no creed, no nationality. They don't have passports. This is Sharon Grant, and I'm reading excerpts from the article Racial Unrest, Disease, Depression, 1919 versus 1920 by Jordan Fenster.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Look how I'm living now. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.